we got to talk about it. You know what I want to talk
What's
about.
What's that?
I want to talk about this entanglement.
Oh,
I
no, want to
talk about
hey,
this
go
shit.
Ahead, go ahead. Get your shit off there.
I want to talk about this shit because this.
Get your shit off. Get your shit off.
Look,
fuck it.
This is my problem with this shit. Okay. In relationships, it's this fucking basically like, it's never a problem in a relationship till the woman say something. Like because this woman done decided to say, oh, I was hurt. I was going through something. Oh, now you got the okay or whatever to step out and go and fuck this man or whatever. But that's the thing. It's never a problem until the woman has a problem. We as men, we sit back with our problems stuffed in our motherfucking pocket, bro. You feel me? We be having a million problems. And if we say it, guess what? That shit go unnoticed because we gonna deal with it. We men. But the moment a woman say, oh, I'm not being treated, bitch, you think they give you the right to go outside? And no homo, but you seen the pictures that was circling around on the internet. Dude ass stuck a baby arm in her ass. He's motherfucking, he knocked the lining out of her ass. See? For real. Did you see it, G?
Like,
imagine having to fuck with your girl at the man. No, bitch, you dead to me. You dead. I'm not gonna fuck you. For real. You didn't let this man run up.
Hey, look, though. But what you saying is right, though, because check it out. Let one of us, right?
Yeah.
And J.R., he young, but he can attest this right here. Like, he can understand it at least.
Right.
If you tell somebody you dating,
right,
that you want attention from somebody else.
Right.
Remember what Aisha Curry did that shit to Steph
right.
Curry?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Man, let one of us say that shit. You get to the crib, everything burnt up. She burning shit that you ain't, like, she thought was yours.
And
burning.
You know, I have forgot all about that, but this bitch got the nerve to sit at this table and look her husband, and this was
he went right back to, he fucked me.
Because this shit beats me off.
Curry, see, we going right back to
Will
the table.
Smith time to shine, and it make you think that something else is going on because he willing to take that. It's like, this your time to shine. You sitting across, this is me. I'm sitting across the table from my wife. What happened, baby? Oh, I got into an entanglement with August.
Hey, he low-key got mad. She was like, say what it is,
you ain't gonna wake up to August, bitch. Yeah, right. What's wrong with you? What is wrong, man? Look.
Hey, look, though. I'm gonna tell you some real shit, too. And this is how I look at it, too. Like, as far as just open your mind to this real quick. From day one, motherfuckers is telling you what to eat, how to treat your lady, right?
Uh-huh.
What schools, to, you know, what you should be.
Right.
I feel like that's to eat. It's not like if that's your household and if y'all want to deal with, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But you ain't bringing that shit in my, like, you ain't finna bring that talking shit in my crib. Like, I don't need you talking to nobody in my family about y'all bullshit. However, that's your bullshit. Cool. Run with it.
Right.
Will and any other celebrity or any other person, period, if you deciding that that's how you gonna roll and y'all cool with that shit, I don't give a fuck. Bro. I think we become so, this is real shit, social media got us like this too. We become so engulfed in other people's business.
Yeah.
And we do it unconsciously. Me personally, I don't give a fuck about it. Like I said, like,
influence again, cuz influence is why I care. Because think about it. It's hard enough for us to keep our women satisfied, and we not fucking millionaires.
Right.
This nigga Will Smith can't keep his girl satisfied. This man get 30, 40 million, and then she go publicly and shame that man like that. Man, all these bitches finna be running around with the NBA Jam head. I'm talking about big-headed. No, we got to stop that in its tracks. We need to get a union together and kick Will the fuck out. This shit ain't going on, bro. This shit is not going on. Not today.
Hey, man, I'm with you, man. We're going to get some big-ass signs up. We're going to go, goddamn it, to City Hall or some shit. And
we going to trade Will for Young Ma. Fuck that.
For what?
We going to trade Will Smith and give us Young Ma.
Tweaking, man.
Shit, she more of a man than he is.
Hey, she can spit too, man. I just don't, like I said, like that. Anyway, but I get it. Again, me personally, even with the influence, right, I think that should stay in the household. The people within in your crib, your family is strong, you should be able to pump whatever you're going to pump it to them, and that shit should carry outside that door as well. I don't give a fuck what you see outside this fucking door.
Yeah.
That ain't you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck who wife or who husband or who son's doing what.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't none of my, I wouldn't have said shit. I wouldn't have said, I'd have let dudes, think about how impactful that would have been if she wouldn't have said shit. That shit would have even, he would have been still.
She cut him off.
No, I'm talking about, I want to say shit, period. Like, I like it, like, whoever brought that shit up, let's say, and because she said they was forced to talk about it, right? Something like that, like.
Yeah, because dude wanna... went public because they cut him off. So when he was having them health issues, he wasn't making no bread.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Will and Jada. I wouldn't have said, motherfucking thing.
Yeah, but that,
it ain't nobody got them. Like my, like I said, like we've been conditioned. I say we, most people, because I ain't with the shit. I've been conditioned to like judge other motherfuckers' lives. And it's
Jada, cuz.
It's a talking point too. I get it for like shit like this or whatever. Yeah. And even when you just want, but me personally, I don't give a fuck. Like, do what the fuck you gonna do? Cause that shit don't exist in the household. We know where we stand at, and we know what's what. All that old timeline shit and everybody just, to me, I don't give a fuck. Like they doing what they, kudos to them. Wasn't they swingers or some shit, something like that anyway? Like, they was already on some borderline shit to begin with.
But I think that's that shit she did wrong. That shit she did wrong. And I'm telling you, it's on the scale of influence. It's like, man, the influence, the impact, because Jada Pinkett not nobody that black women look to be like, oh, Jada doing this, you know what I'm saying? No, she don't hold no weight. But that situation, when we get to see her publicly, you get what I'm saying? Destroy this man. This man sitting there crying, looking crazy as hell.
He was crying.
No, I mean, he wasn't.
He got the MJ face.
You get what I'm saying? And the influence that have, like, that shit ain't gonna never sit well with me. That bitch should be banished from this earth, for real.
That's crazy. And look, like a commercial break type of shit.
Okay, yeah.
This the Goof Ass Podcast. We got my man JR, OJ. I am Sir Anthony on the camera and shit. You know, editing all the bullshit out that we may and may not say.
Right.
I can't say may not say. That sounds stupid as fuck. You want to correct that shit? He right. Fuck you mean right?
Because I don't know what to say.
Okay. Shit. Yeah.
But yeah, I swear to God, this shit right here, though, because this shit is out of fucking order. This shit. Now,
damn country is out of fucking order.
Yeah, now all these bitches finna be saying that shit. Oh, I didn't cheat on you. I just had an entanglement. Okay.
Yeah,
I dare your ass entangle with somebody.
With this extension cord.
I entangle
right
my foot in your ass. The hell wrong with you.
Oh, man.